எங்க மாமா கிமி எங்கே, ஓய் எங்க மாமா கிமி எங்கே,
வாய் 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 கிமி எங்கே மாமா கிமி எங்கே,
ஓய் எங்க மாமா கிமி எங்கே, ஓய் எங்க மாமா கிமி எங்கே,
வாய் 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 கிமி எங்கே மாமா கிமி எங்கே.
August 1, 1834, marked a special day for Africans in British colonies, as it was the day that slavery was abolished. All slaves were legally declared free, but it was not until 4 years later, 1838, that real freedom came.
The slaves themselves saw August 1, 1838, rather than August 1, 1834, as the genuine emancipation, partly because 1834 introduced the apprenticeship system, which turned out to be a modified form of slavery. But 1838, August 1, was for the ex-slaves what they called real free.
History Professor Emeritus at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Patrick Bryan. In Jamaica, the Emancipation Declaration was read from the steps of the old King's House in Spanish town St. Catherine, the country's capital at the time. There was much celebration as persons sought to enjoy what they had received, unrestricted freedom.
There are lots of church services to celebrate the emancipation, and street parades, decorating of the city or cities, because actually most of the celebrations took place in the townships, drumming, dancing, singing, including psalms and religious songs. This is how people responded to emancipation in 1838.
Emancipation Day was officially introduced as a public holiday in Jamaica in 1893. The celebrations, however, were discontinued in 1962 when Jamaica gained independence. It was replaced by Independence Day, then observed on the first Monday in August.
I think the notion was that independence was a more important factor in Jamaican history than emancipation. I certainly don't agree with that. With all due respect to independence, I think Emancipation Day was really a very, very important day in the social history of Jamaica.
With the passage of time, the commemoration of emancipation steadily declined as the focus was more on independence. However, in 1997, Emancipation Day was reinstituted as a national holiday. The decision to restore the celebration of Emancipation Day to its place on the national calendar was passed by a joint sitting of both houses of parliament in 1997. This was done with the intention of reawakening the spirit of the nation to its rich and colorful history. Emancipation Day is celebrated across the island with all-night vigils on the eve of Emancipation Day. These are conducted in churches and town squares throughout the island. At midnight, there is drumming and pealing of bells, with celebrations continuing into the dawn of the 1st of August. This is an effort to recreate the atmosphere that existed in the early days on that momentous August morning.
Two things. One, it is good that the churches are doing it, partly to remind the churches themselves, and especially churches like the Baptist Church, of their significance in arousing concepts of freedom. Second, I think it is really extremely important for people to appreciate the history through which we have gone.
History Professor Emeritus at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Patrick Bryan.
Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center at 6 a.m. Come get your fresh produce at reasonable prices. Enjoy live performances over breakfast. Convenient parking available. You can't afford to miss August Morning Market. Hurry, come uptown. August 1, Independence Village.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This- This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.